That's who I am. And 4321101 is my number if you'd like to contact me for any reason. Feel free to dial that thing, as we snatch up the blower and see what's parking. 101, good morning.
Yeah, Grace.
Yes, sir.
Haven't heard anything from RJ in a while.
Oh, maybe he'll give us a call. Sometimes he gets busy and my dog behaves itself, but maybe we'll hear from him today. Hello.
Grace, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
I was calling about the guy that called this morning on the trend of whaling.
Yeah.
I think he's wrong. Because he's probably one that if he doesn't, he's probably out trying to get whatever he can get, spreading all the diseases.
Yeah, it could be one of them. There's something to be said for locking the door, drawing the blinds, and whaling, huh?
That's right. That and don't leave your dog out back if he's around.
Yeah, man. All right, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
A little support for the 6-Minute Workout Club. We haven't had a meeting of that club in a while, but, there's times you just gotta let things, mellow out for a while. You don't wanna do them to death. Therefore, we take a moment to catch our breath and rest in joyous celebration of life. 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. Wish I had better weather for the weekend for you. Rain for the entire time, it says. Rain for the entire time. No. And get this, it gets worse today, near 70, Saturday near 70, and then tomorrow, jump and jiminy cricket, Sunday, near 60. So it's going to be a little on the cool side this weekend, so we'll just have to handle it as best we can. I don't know what else to tell you. Yeah, we got big doings, though. DC-101's the place with Who Tickets. And I'm telling you what, them Who Tickets are hot. The show's sold out. We're having a block party weekend starting at noon today with YDB. That means we're going to do blocks and blocks of Who Tickets. Plus, we got Who Cares T-shirts to give away when you hear the Who blogs. So it'll be a very exciting weekend here at the place with the most variety. We are talking the most variety. This is DC 101. Have I got a lawman on the line?
Hey, Nino.
Yes, sir.
Man, if you die and she lives in College Park, do not dump the body.
Why, are you a College Park lawman?
Yeah. Then I got to come out and take a report with your stinking body and wait around all day.
Well, I don't know. You might be on. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23, yeah, so, you'll be near retirement by the time I slam out, hopefully.
I don't know, Nino. Basil bombing and all that.
Yeah, you're right. I could have one of them melanomas cooking. I mean, I'm going to be a dermatologist delight when I get another few years on me. I'll be in every week. They'll be taking off basal cells, squamous cells, and the elusive, possibly metastasized melanoma. Yeah.
Just think if you kick off in the summertime and it's all hot,
mm-hmm.
Just think how big you'll get.
I know. That's what I'm hoping. I do kick in the summer so that when they stuff me under there, Estelle will have a real hell. That would be kind of grim if I kicked in a cold spell. They'd shove me under there and nothing, huh?
You'd be under there for months.
I could be under there until the springtime thaw. But that'd be all right, though. The good thing about going in the wintertime is that that'd give the animals a chance to work at me a little bit. Huh? Give the animals a chance to work at me, buddy. When you fill out the report on this, you might just turn in your badge.
I'll be smoking some serious cigars.
Yeah, you know what you'll do? I'll give you a tip. When you do get the call, remember, last name Ochsen Gertis. When she calls in that there's a stiff under her house, just get a rag and soak it in gasoline and take that under there with you. And when it gets too bad, you just kind of put that rag in your face, all right?
I'll do that.
All right, no smoking.
No smoking.
All right, see you later.
Nino.
I'm sorry to do this to you, officer.